From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of civilians were able to leave the rebel-held areas of eastern Aleppo Sunday despite the burning of several buses intended for people trying to leave two towns besieged by rebel forces in northwest Syria. Evacuations began Thursday following an agreement with Russia and Turkey. Stephen Zunis is a regional analyst at the University of San Francisco.
The situation remains unclear, and it's really imperative that some kind of international observers are able to get there and to sort things out or at least be witnesses so that it might deter future atrocities and facilitate the evacuation of civilians.
And at the UN Security Council, members are set to vote today to deploy UN observers to Aleppo. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
The text contains all of the elements for safe, secure, dignified evacuation, for humanitarian access into those who choose to remain in eastern Aleppo, and a real emphasis on protection, which is all of what has been missing in Syria throughout the life of this conflict.
Russia had threatened earlier to veto the measure, but further consultations produced an apparent compromise. Power said the draft allows UN Chief Ban Ki-moon to determine the size of the monitoring force. Spokesman for Gambia's opposition has warned that President Yahya Jammeh, defeated at the polls in December 1st, will effectively become a rebel leader if he doesn't leave office as scheduled next month. Mr. Jammeh initially accepted defeat, but reversed course a week later after a recount gave President Adama Barrow, president-elect, a narrow win. He has called for a new vote. This is VOA News. Jordanian security forces killing four gunmen in the popular southern tourist city of Karak after killing 10 people, including a Canadian woman, two civilians, and seven policemen, nearly 30 all, were wounded. There were no claims of responsibility, and authorities have not revealed any links between the gunmen and extremist groups in neighboring Syria. Hundreds of so-called electors cast their ballots today for the 45th U.S. president following the November 8th election, which businessman Donald Trump won. Mr. Trump's incoming White House Chief of Staff, Rance Priebus, told Fox News Sunday the pressure on electors to change their votes for Trump opponent Hillary Clinton is about Democrats not accepting the outcome.
We expect everything to fall in line. We've got one particular individual in Texas without a faithless elector statute in Texas, but other than that, we're very confident that everything is going to be very smooth tomorrow, and this harassment from groups like MoveOn.org and the Democrat Party should stop, and that's what the American people demand.
538 electors from 50 states and the District of Columbia will cast their votes based on the outcome of the election in each state. Congress will officially announce the winner January the 6th. China says it will hand over an underwater U.S. drone it seized in the South China Sea, but maintained it was blameless and accused Washington of dramatizing the seizure. The U.S. Defense Department said the unmanned submersible, which measures salt content plus temperature changes, was grabbed Thursday 90 kilometers northwest of the Philippines. U.S. authorities protested the seizure was unlawful. For its part, China's defense ministry said a Chinese naval vessel sighted the piece of equipment in the water, retrieved it for safety purposes. Only later they found out that it was a U.S. drone. The last Sunday Mass before Christmas was held at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. The Church of the Nativity is built on top of the site where Christians believe Jesus was born. Christians make up less than 2% of the populations of Israel and the Palestinian territories. The next major Mass will take place at midnight on Christmas Day. Hungarian-born Hollywood actress Zsa Gabor has died at the age of 99, the cause of her death a heart attack. She appeared in more than 30 films. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.